Let's take a look at how prices fared in the resumption of trading at Kansas City and on the Chicago Board of Trade. Of course, we gave the overnight opens at 8:49 Central Time, and Kansas City in the wheat contracts where the numbers are just coming in. So bear with me. I have to do some math in my head here. The opening price, 418 for the May wheat contract. That's up 7 and a quarter on the open. And July in Kansas City opened at 422, up 6 and a quarter. And let's take a look at the Board of Trade. The wheat contract for May opening at 346 and a half, up 2. July at 365, up 7 and 3 quarters. September wheat opened at 371, up 2 and a half. December at 388, up 4 and a half. And March opened at 402, up 5. May corn opened at 240, up 12 and a quarter. July at 252, up 13 and a quarter. September corn opened at 259 and a half, up 11 and a half. December up 8 at 268 on the open. And the March 07 corn contract opened at 276, up 7 and a quarter. May at 278, up 4 and a quarter. May oats opening up 1 at 173. July at 177, up 2. May soybeans 581, up 6 and 3 quarters. Make that down 6 and 3 quarters. 581 the open. July soybeans opened at 594 and a half, down 6 and a half. August at 597, down 8 and 3 quarters. September at 603, down 5 and a half. November 607, down 8 and a half on the open. January 07 at 617, down 5 and a quarter. In November opened at we did November 06 already. Okay, we're done. And let's look at the May soybean meal at 178 on the open, down 140. July at 179.80, down 180. May soybean oil, 22.97, down 20 on the open. And July at 23.41, down 16 on the open. And let's get Mike Susilo in here from Risk Management Commodities, Lafayette, Indiana, talk about some of these numbers. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning, Jay.
I'm wondering, we got the prospective planting reports in and the grain stock reports in at 7:30 Central Time this morning. And, of course, they're up on willag.org. And if you get our email newsletter, they're in your box already. And we had some speculation as we talked to Ed Dunn from Strategic Marketing an hour ago, that there might be some disbelief in the soybean acreage report especially, and that might have some impact on some of these numbers. We notice wheat and corn opening higher, soybeans lower. What are you making all this morning?
Well, I think Ed's got a good point that probably a lot of the market is going to wonder whether those numbers really end up being planted. But even if you don't take the report at face value, it kind of adds to the psychology, Jay, that we've had for the last month and a half, that if you're wrong on hedging beans and the new crop with all the other fundamentals out there that are pretty negative before today's report, and you get today's report on your screen and you see what the USDA's done, it suggests to everybody that, hey, if we're going to go higher in new crop beans, it's going to be on corn and wheat leading the show higher. So that's what the number one thing we took out of the market or took out of the report that maybe the market is going to adjust to, is that you don't have a lot of issues in the corn that are weighing the prices down, whereas it's the exact opposite extreme in the beans. The thing that's kept the beans up there and holding this range-bound market that it's had for, you know, almost a month is just simply that there's not very many longs in the market. It's a pretty evenly traded and clean market when it comes to the traders in Chicago. So that is probably something that's going to change, we would suspect. But if we hedge beans here and we're wrong and the new crop beans go higher, we would suspect it's going to be due to the wheat and the corn. And then in that case, we'll be light on corn hedges and be able to make up that loss of beans with a better corn price.
The prospective plantings report had the corn planted acreage down 5% to about 78 million acres, soybean up 7% to about 76.9 million acres, the wheat acreage down slightly to 57.1. The grain stock report had corn stocks up 3% from March 2005 to about 6.99 billion bushels. Soybean stocks up 21% to 1.67. And the wheat stocks down about 1% to 0.97 billion bushels. Any surprises in that report for you? Were you expecting that?
No, obviously the corn and beans were surprises to how the USDA came out with it. But I guess the one thing we can say is that's as of March 1st. And maybe the crop insurance payments, you know, the base prices being also because it was as of March 1st, the weather had not improved, and the moisture levels that we, you know, came into the early part of winter being so, so dry, we noted that the large increases in the bean acres, Jay, for the Corn Belt were especially 600,000 more in Illinois and 500,000 more in Indiana. It would make sense that the producers were looking at that from a standpoint of cash flow and high input needs and the fact that they were extremely dry and didn't have the subsoil moisture that they had last year at this time. But some of that's been alleviated, so we're probably in the mindset that these acres are going to be adjusted a little bit towards each other, where the beans tend to go, you know, down a little bit and the corn goes up a little bit. The other thing we saw, the all-wheat acres, all-planted wheat at 57.1 million, that's the lowest since 1972, if realized. So when you walk into a year where you already have a weak or a small world stocks figure and a low global supply, and you've already got, you know, a few countries having some issues, and the U.S. is part of those countries that are having issues, if you're dealing with these low of acres, you've got to have everything go right to be able to replenish and build back up the world stocks levels of wheat. I think the fourth thing that we probably hit upon on the corn is the USDA has set the tone now. If you're going to see delayed plantings in corn, you're going to have a hard, hard market, and it's going to be very sharply higher, in our view, if you have any delayed plantings at all in corn now, because they've set this base number so low on March 31st.
All right. Well, give us a 45-second strategy here for farmers today.
Well, we'd be heavy in bean sales and light in corn sales. We feel like 05 sales, you know, old crop, let the beans go. If we're going to rally, it's going to be in futures, because with the stocks being 21% more than last year, you're going to have more likelihood of a rally in futures, not in the cash, because your basis.
Mike, have yourself a great weekend. I guess Todd will talk to you this afternoon in the closing market report about, a little after 2:06.
Thanks a lot, Jay.
All right. Mike Susilo is with Risk Management Commodities and Risk Management Services and, commodities, yeah, in Lafayette, Indiana. We'll take a look at the numbers in just a minute.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists, on the web at a6395.com and at agrigold.com.
May wheat trading at 420 now on the Kansas City Exchange. That's up 9 1/4. July up 8 1/4 at 424. May wheat on the Chicago Board of Trade at 349 1/2. That's up 5. July up 3 3/4 at 361. September at 372 1/2, up 4. December up 4 at 387 1/2. March 07 at 401, up 4. May corn at 237, up 9 1/4. July at 248, up 9 1/4. September at 256, up 8. The December corn at 268, up 8. March at March 07 at 276, up 7 1/4. And May at 278 1/2, up 5. Soybeans for May at 581, down 6 3/4 now. July at 593 1/2, down 7 1/2. August at 598, down 7 3/4. September 601 1/2, down 7. November 608 1/2, down 7. January 07 at 615, down 7 1/4.